Cari fratelli e sorelle.
Speaking from the window of the papal apartments on a beautiful April Sunday in Rome, Pope Benedict, following the Angelus, focused on two events, the Feast of Easter and the beatification of Pope John Paul II on May 1st.
Ci prepariamo alla festa di Pasqua, ci avviciniamo con gioia anche al giorno in cui potremo venerare come beato questo grande pontefice.
On the day after the sixth anniversary of Pope John Paul's death, the Holy Father said, while through our Lenten journey we prepare for the Feast of Easter, we are also joyfully approaching the day when we will venerate as blessed this great witness of Christ and Pope and rely even more on his intercession. Pope Benedict also explained that because of the impending beatification of Pope John Paul, he did not celebrate a memorial mass on Saturday, but the Holy Father added, I fondly remembered him in prayer, as I think all of you also did. Before the recitation of the Marian prayer, the Pope took the time to reflect on the Sunday Gospel, which recounts the miracle of the man born without sight.
Into this Gospel, Jesus, the light of the world, gives sight to the man born blind. May the light of Christ, received in baptism, always guide us through this life to the splendor of divine glory.
The Pope explained that this man was on a journey of faith. He meets Jesus as a man among others. Then he considers him a prophet. Finally, his eyes open and he proclaims him Lord. Pope Benedict went on to say that we too, because of the sin of Adam, are born blind. But in the baptismal font, we were enlightened by the grace of Christ. Finally, before greeting the faithful in St. Peter's Square in a number of languages, including English, the Pope prayed that in these days which prepare us for Easter, may the gift we received at baptism be rekindled in us, that flame that sometimes threatens to be stifled. Let us nourish it, he said, with prayer and love of neighbour. I'm Lydia O'Kane.